Welcome. Thank you for meeting with me today in my office. I was told that you wanted to speak with me concerning last week's presentation. Please, have a seat. I assume that you wish to talk to me about our future projects, as well as go over some of these budget numbers. As I explained during our video call, we have managed to establish relations with several different business partners located throughout Asia. While our presence in the region is still small, we've managed to invest in several technology companies that... I'm sorry? I have... what? Oh. Yes. I suppose that there is a rather large amount of cum dripping down my face and chin. Nasty, disgusting jizz all over my worthless whore mouth. Cock slime. Foul, reeking spunk, clinging to my face because it's so sticky. Globs of thick, creamy, gooey sperm slowly dripping down my chin, staining my clothes, and pooling down into my cleavage between my slutty bimbo tits. No, you're not the first to stop by my office today. In fact, several of your fellow colleagues have barged in throughout the day in order to use my worthless whore body for their own pleasure. Nearly a dozen men, sometimes two or three at once, have all had their turn with me. Yes, they just barged right in and demanded that I service them. Of course, you're right. There was no need for them to knock. They were perfectly in the right to barge in for whatever reason they desired. Personal space is not a luxury that a whore like me deserves. Yes, you're right. That is why my office walls are made of glass, so that my colleagues can observe me at all times, not unlike an animal at the zoo, or the whores which advertise in front of windows in certain red light districts. Well, as you can see, most of your colleagues chose to simply use my mouth for their pleasure, but a few of them decided to roughly violate my pussy, and even my asshole. One colleague even took it upon himself to drag me to the ground and force my face into the carpet, fucking me up the ass while he placed his foot on my head, driving my face into the floor as I cried out in agony. The experience was quite humiliating, but no less than what a filthy slut like me deserves. Needless to say, my asshole is currently gaping and leaking copious amounts of cum. In the end, most of them chose to blow their loads directly onto my face, although some chose to pour their hot spunk down my gaping whore mouth, filling my stomach with quite a large amount of thick, salty jizz. Yes, I suppose you're correct. There really is no point in denying it. I am a nasty, depraved cum dump, a disgusting slut. My belly is currently filled with so much jizz that I will probably skip lunch. I'm most likely going to be belching spunk for the rest of the day. By the way, one of your colleagues thought that it would be funny to press their cock right against my nose and shoot their jizz directly up one of my nostrils. But yes, it did cause me to blow a bubble of cum out of my nose, which your co-workers found very amusing. Yes, the stench of all this rotting jizz is quite disgusting. You can clearly smell my putrid, cum-soaked face from across the room. But I assure you, having our colleague's spunk forced down my throat and up my nostrils is 100 times worse than anything that you might be imagining. Not only will I smell like a cheap whore for the rest of the week, the only thing that I'll be able to smell or taste for the foreseeable future will be my colleague's stale, rancid jizz. They even managed to snap a rather embarrassing photo of me blowing cum and snot out of my disgusting pig snout of a nose, and told me in no uncertain terms that they would be sending it to everyone in the office in order to let everyone know what a nasty cum slut I am. I imagine the photo is currently waiting in your company inbox as we speak. Now, As I was saying, in regards to our Asian investments, while the company in question was originally incorporated in Malaysia, their business holdings are all in Singapore, which, as I tried to explain earlier during the meeting, has several tax advantages. Specifically, excuse me? This is not why you wish to have a meeting with me? Then why? Of course. You wish to fuck my tits, don't you? I believe during the meeting you mentioned a desire to squeeze my fun bags. You said something about wanting to knead them, play with them, and watch as their fatness bulges obscenely between your fingers. You want to grab them and violently abuse them, as if they're just a pair of vulgar stress balls? Speaking of stress, I imagine that you've collected quite a large amount of stress in those big, heavy testicles over the last few days. Stress which you wish me to relieve using these fat, obscene knockers I have hanging from my chest. I see. Yes, I understand. By all means, you are perfectly entitled to come into my office with the goal of groping my fat udders. After all, I did say that I would try to fit this into my schedule the next time I was at the office. And as you're well aware, I'm always willing to go above and beyond for the good of the company, even if it means being used and abused like a cheap whore. Yes, of course. I'll be sure to look you directly in the eyes as you fuck my tits. And you're free to spill your thick, salty jizz wherever you want. Oh no, that's not a big deal at all. Yes, you're very welcome. I suppose I should get down on my knees in front of you. There. How is that, sir? Is something wrong? What about my jacket and blouse? You want me to take them off? Of course, sir. After all, what good is it to fuck my massive, vulgar whore tits if you can't even see them? There. I removed my top. And the bra as well? Of course. Ooh, it's quite chilly in here, isn't it? You can tell. What do you mean? Oh, yes, I suppose that you noticed my long erect nipples, haven't you? I agree. My nipples are obscenely long and pointy. They have most likely gotten this way due to the constant abuse from my colleagues. Years of pinching, pulling, and the use of nipple clamps and clothespins have left my nipples quite deformed. Don't you agree? You think that my large, pointy nipples look nice? Well, thank you, I guess. That may be the first compliment that I've heard from a colleague in quite a while. Don't worry, I won't let it get to my head. God forbid I expect even a modicum of support from my colleagues. Here, I'm lifting up my fat whore tits for you. So by all means, shove your big hard cock between them and fuck them as hard and violently as you can. Please. Thank you, sir. I am so glad that you have found a use for my disgusting whore body. Yes, sir. I'll speed up the tit fucking. Of course, sir. Please, tell me when you're about to come. That way I can open my mouth and catch all of your jizz down my throat. What was that? You would rather come all over my face and tits? You want to add your spunk to the numerous other men who have abused my body today? And then you want to return me to my desk and get back to work, topless and covered in your jizz? Of course. I'll continue to lift my fat udders in order to please your impressive cock. By all means, stare at my jizz-covered face and obscene, fleshy milk jugs until you spray your hot jizz all over my whore body. I noticed that you pulled out your phone. Are you going to record this and send the video to everyone in the office? Of course, sir. I fully consent to being recorded. Oh, no, I suppose you were not asking for my permission, were you, sir? After all, my opinion does not matter at all, does it? I am just a worthless, big-titted bimbo. My huge, milky udders are the only thing of value that I bring to this company, and the only reason that you and the other employees are even willing to tolerate me. Yes, sir, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be this company's official cum rag. Sir, are you about to come soon? Yes, sir. I will look directly into your eyes as you shoot your hot load into my face. I won't look away, no matter what. Even if you shoot a hot rope of cum directly into my eyes, I promise that I won't even blink. Go ahead, sir. Dump your cum all over my whore face. Yes, that's it, sir. Let it all out. Yes, it is a big load, sir. It's clearly the biggest load I've received all day. You should be very proud, sir. Yes, sir. You did get a little bit of your cock's knot in my eye, but I'm quite used to it by now. No trouble at all. If anything, it only serves to remind me of my place in this company. I am the office cum receptacle, after all. While I still have you here for a moment, I would like to go over some of the overseas accounts. If you could just... Yes. I suppose I am still running my mouth, sir. Yes, I know that there's only one reason my mouth should ever be open. But I'm almost done, I promise. What's that one reason? Getting face fucked, sir. But if I could just make one final point. No, of course. Yes, I understand. The only thing my mouth is good for is to allow men to ram their thick cocks down my throat. If I don't have a fat cock in front of me right now, ready to throat fuck my whore face, I should just be quiet. I should just shut my fucking mouth. Understood. But if you could just go over these final reports on your own time, I can send them up to corporate before the end of... It really doesn't matter what I have to say, does it? In that case, I will just shut my fucking mouth then. Yes, sir. I'm thankful for your attention today. It was greatly appreciated. And, as always, I live to serve you, sir.